This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who wants to do some science?
The Slacker Show?
Kind of.
Science?
Well, okay, there's a story out that says 13 mistakes grown men don't realize they make that annoy the women they love.
Okay.
Now, in this scenario, Aaron,
yes,
you are going to have to be the woman we love.
Oh boy.
So we're
okay,
suspending some disbelief there.
Yep.
This already isn't scientific.
Right. And then the other thing that's not really real about it, it says 13 mistakes grown men make.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Tiak and I are going to be the grown men.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's, it's not, okay, we're going to do an experiment that doesn't involve science.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, so I want to go through this whole list because we were looking at the list and Tiak's already, I would have assumed that as the happily married forever man, they're never going to get a divorce.
Mm.
It just keeps adding to their family and it doesn't get any worse. It just gets better. Guy.
Yeah. With kids, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
I meant with just calories, weight.
Okay.
Of course, kids.
Okay.
What else? What are you talking? Like,
why would it get worse?
Well, because some people...
The stress of...
It's the strain,
yeah,
of having,
oh, okay,
kids and like, you know, and you like... Like you guys have done stuff to your house. Oh, let's paint this room or let's get a new roof. And I'm going to tell you from experience.
Oh, the roof, yeah. The roof.
Like, it can be a strain on your relationship. You add kids, you do renovation projects.
Mm,
you
I see.
Do landscaping in your backyard and it's just like hunky-dory. And it's like, oh my God. We would get in so many fights over each one of those things.
Yeah, the roof was a lot, I will say. That was...
Between the two of you?
No, it was more us versus the contractor.
There you go.
So it's okay. Always us versus the problem, Slacker.
Speaking of that, she was a smoke show. When are you going to give me your number?
I hated her.
You hated her because she's a shyster. That sounds like, yeah, somebody exactly who I'd date.
Mm.
Yeah, we can hook you up for
smoke
sure.
Show shyster.
Once the deal's all the way done, we're still...
It's still not done?
We don't have to get into it. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's been a lot, what I'm saying.
It's really, honest to God, still not.
Okay. Yes. Yep. They gotta rework some numbers and... They're going to get back to us.
Okay. These are the 13 mistakes that grown men make that they don't know are annoying the women they love. I want to go through. I'm going to jump around the list.
Okay.
And Tiak and I will say whether or not we do them.
Mm.
And then you, Aaron, as the woman we love, will say if they're really that annoying. Because I think some of these are really weird. Like the very first one is they get philosophical during cuddle time.
Yeah, I do.
I absolutely do that on purpose.
Yeah, because you guys have post... clarity. We don't have that.
My
we get
God,
confused.
Thank you for putting it to words. Yes. We're, yeah, suddenly...
It's the opposite for women.
You don't want to...
Where you get like dazed and confused.
You're clear beforehand.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that's why...
So you don't want us to do that?
No. I just want to like giggle and talk about funny things, not
but
philosophical.
This is the only time you're going to get... Yeah. You're going to get past the funny stuff.
I've never felt wiser, you know?
Oh, like, my God. I'm not young. I've been in a lot of relationships. This is the first time I've ever heard that.
Really?
Because I always felt like, one, you don't want to fall asleep.
Right.
I mean, you want to fall asleep.
Right.
You,
yes.
With every fiber of your being, you want to fall asleep. But you're like, don't do it. Don't do it. It just talk and be like,
the meaning of life.
What do you think about that guy who channels Basher, the alien? I don't know. He's in my feet all of a sudden. I don't know if you've seen that thing. But like, I thought that's what you wanted from us.
No.
So you want us to talk about what?
I just want to like fun, light, happy things to giggle, to like flirt a little.
Mm, okay. I also do the thing, even if it's not After relations, even if it's just, I get zoomies really bad at night. I get like my wife's just trying.
Are you a chihuahua?
Kind of, yeah.
What?
My wife's just trying to go to sleep, and I'm like,
hey,
yeah.
Hey,
so
what's
it's like a running joke every night. I'm like, so what's like the longest story you have? Like, just tell it to me. And she's like, shut up, I'm going to sleep. I
is
can't.
That a real thing you've said?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just.
What is the longest story you have?
Yeah, just tell it to me because I'm not tired. I don't want to go to sleep.
Oh, you're
I'm
trying to get tired.
I'm trying to like. Hang on to this. I don't want the day to end. And then she's like, just stop.
Go to bed.
Yeah, that's even worse.
That's
it's
really cute, though.
Have you ever heard of the Sleep With Me podcast?
No.
It's something like that. My ex-wife used to listen to it. I don't think it's good for guys, but like, it's just this guy who has sort of just a mundane kind of voice. And he just like.
It's ASMR to fall asleep.
But it's not really ASMR. I thought was a little bit stimulating. But this is the opposite. He's
it
just,
can be stimulating to like relax. I guess okay. That's kind of the opposite, but you it has the same thing where it's like
good
calming.
ASMR that I've heard is just like a girl with a raspy voice just
or
kind
like
of in
clicky
your left ear.
Keyboards. Oh my God, I want to buy one so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've seen they make them extra clicky. There's all the like they mod them
that's
out.
A thing? Yeah.
Oh my God. I love those so much.
I think it's imperative to point something out here. There are 13 things on this list.
Okay.
We have gotten to one.
Yes.
Anyway, the Sleep With Me podcast is just basically somebody going like, hey, so yeah, I had to go to the grocery store today. I bought some bananas. And my boss was telling me that if I don't. Yeah. And you just, they just mundane nada-ness. But it's not like shoebox tree, death is a meatball, non sequiturs.
Okay.
Like, he's not just saying words. He's talking about stuff, but stuff you don't give a flying.
We could do that.
Do you think they tell
we
that?
We are doing it right now. do you see all the wrecks on I-25? Cars just wrecked. Literally. It is the Slacker Show.
That's what. Yeah. Do they tell that guy, like, look, this is going to be real boring? Or do they like, look, great news. You got your own podcast. So you can just fill it however you want. And
I think he did.
Then later on, they're like, this is the sleep one.
We have to market it a different way.
When I discovered she was listening to it, because she has long hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I wouldn't realize she had her AirPods in.
Oh.
And then she's just getting real sleepy or whatever. And then I saw her phone and it says sleep with me. And I'm like, you effing, like, what do you? She's listening to some podcast called Sleep With Me.
Yeah, it would be a different. If
yes!
It was, yeah. Different sound.
I had
sounds.
My PNC. Post.
Yeah.
Clarity.
I got it.
Okay. Number two on the list of 13 things that we're not going to get to. They watch TV, read, or scroll their timelines during an important conversation.
Yeah. I think that's annoying when anyone does it, though. Not just men.
I agree. I do it. I'm trying to get better. But a lot of times it's because I have like two tracks in my mind. I feel like it. I'm like, no, I'm listening. But I also thought of this thing that I want to look up. And I realize I'm not listening. I think I'm doing the two tracks and I'm not. I'm just not. I'm ignoring
you. I will say this. I am trying desperately to be more present and just turn my phone over once that conversation starts. But Aaron, love of our lives, if I'm scrolling or watching TV and you begin that conversation, that's your fault because I was already doing this. Like if I walk in and you go, we need to talk about something and then my phone, that's bad. But if you interrupted my scroll, you can't be mad that I didn't stop scrolling soon enough.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know the severity of this conversation yet. You just walked up and I'm like, is she going to talk about we need more blonde espresso roast or is this the talk? I don't know yet.
Would I'm assuming then, and maybe I'm wrong for assuming, depending on the type of person that you seem to be now.
Oh my God.
Like, would you not put down your phone if it was getting more serious?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think women are annoyed because they're like, this is a serious conversation. And it's like...
Because I understand, like, walking into a room, if I get home and you were already home and I'm like, hey, this happened and you're still looking at your phone. Like, I would want you to put your phone down.
Yeah, if you're like, it was a hell day at work. Well, you say that every day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you do, but I'm like, right, we all... But it's like, okay, another hell day, yeah, uh-huh. I mean, I'm just still finishing up looking at stuff about a work
but
event.
But then as the subject goes on...
Yeah, if the guy doesn't set his phone down and go, wait.
Let me focus.
And then I'm trying more and more to like learn from when you're out on the dating scene, you know this, from body language cues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even if you're not scrolling, if like right now I'm facing T-Hack, and I bet deep down Aaron feels a little bit, it's like I would turn my body and go, I'm yours now. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Phone's down. TV's off.
Yeah.
Let's got like, here's my legs pointing straight. Like you got to do better at that.
But I'm also with you in that, like I'm doing something. It might look like I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting on my phone, but also I'm focused on this. And for it's presumptuous to just come in and start talking and be like, you'll put it down. Right. It's like, well, I don't ask if I'm ready. Like I'm not locked into the conversation yet. I'm locked into doing this. And that's where we get, that's where
maybe
the fight starts.
Your relationship isn't as perfect as I thought. There's only 11 more to go. We'll get to the rest of the list over the next 7 weeks or next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are plowing through a list. It is 13 mistakes grown men like T-Hack and myself.
Men.
Grown men make that we don't realize annoy the women they love. So
yeah,
far,
like me.
Can we just switch everything up?
Yeah.
Aaron and I are going to be the men.
Okay, perfect.
T-Hack is going to be the woman we love.
Okay.
We get philosophical during cuddle time. We've learned that that's not a good idea. They want us to be philosophical before when all we can think about is pre-cuddle time.
Right.
And then they just want to talk about puppies.
Yeah.
We watch TV, read, or scroll during an important conversation. And our explanation for that was simple. We just didn't know.
I'm sorry. Well, I was on my phone.
Yeah. You were on the air. This is where it is important.
Okay.
You know when the lights all come on in this room?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Next, they keep their shirt on all the time. What does that even mean?
I don't.
Oh, that you want us to take our shirt off.
I mean, yeah, I guess I don't notice. Like,
in a couple situations.
What a condemnation. I don't even remember.
I will say
do you have a body under that? I don't...
Has Angie ever asked you to take your shirt? You probably don't have your shirt on all the time, though.
No, I have it off a lot. I sleep with it off, so in the morning, sometimes I have it off. When I mow the lawn, I take it off. I get a little tan.
So this is where we differ. I leave my shirt on all the time. And I've, in my brief dating stints post-divorce, I had one girl who was just like, are you going to mow? Sweet, I'm going to grab a lawn chair and watch you mow. And I'm like, why? So you're going to be out there sweating with no shirt on. I was like, what?
You leave a shirt on to mow?
Yes,
what about the tan line?
I leave a shirt on to mow. What are you talking about? Of course I leave a shirt on to mow. What?
You're not a professional. You're wearing like the green polo or whatever,
first
like
off,
you're working.
First
you're...
off, without trying to be like pretentious, I'm slacker and I'm not in the best shape of my life. I don't need people driving like, look at that walrus. I mean, I'm not fat. Right now, I probably would take my shirt off to mow. But even when I was fit as a fiddle, I didn't. What? Like, I'd go on a jog in the neighborhood. There's guys who jog behind my house, no shirt. I'm like, what are you doing?
The jogging's a little hard because things are shaking. They're moving, you know, unless you're like really,
you
really
take
ripped,
your shirt
you know.
Off outside.
But mowing, you're at a casual pace.
Now that you've heard our arguments, do you want our shirts off? Not ours, but like minute. You do.
Yeah, take them off right now.
Thank God it's radio. They claim to not have a girlfriend.
I don't understand that one.
These
is
are
that
13
like
mistakes grown men make that that annoy women?
Is that like a boyfriend making a joke that he doesn't have a girlfriend? Like to you, or to the girlfriend?
Or is it like lying when you're meeting a guy and you're dating him? And he's like, no, I'm single,
I don't really
but
have
he's
a girlfriend.
Not.
Yeah, I mean that nobody like.
I don't think anyone would like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, but like in the dating world, Aaron can testify. If you get some, like if you're trying to date, you're probably dating multiples till you figure out one.
Yeah.
So, but it's just some guys get a little more serious with one, but they're still looking for the trade up. I don't think anybody.
But that's why it says with the women they love, if you're in a situationship, the love might not be there. So that's why it's probably towards a girlfriend, to which, that would be annoying.
The next one, we can just skip.
No, I think that one's important.
I agree.
They don't understand the value of cut flowers.
Yep. I'm a big proponent. I've always said it.
I don't understand the value of cut flowers.
Just buy them flowers.
And that's okay. Just buy the flowers.
That's what they want. Just do it. And you know what? I've been saying this for years on the air. Don't see a lot of guys in the flower section when I'm there.
I have done it. I have done it and I understand it. But if you're with somebody who's kind of frugal, they're like, cause I struggle to buy that $10 one.
Why?
Cause it's just, they're ratty. Like the $25 one looks better. The $35 one looks real good.
It doesn't. Go to Trader Joe's and get some.
Okay, you and AHAC doing your weird little make your own bouquets.
It's so fun.
It
I
is.
I found just a new flower that I love.
They say you had me at hello or you complete me with sincerity. This is annoying to you. These are lines from Jerry Maguire.
Oh.
You had me at hello.
What about when we say show me the money? Is that annoying?
It's in lieu of saying I love you.
It's yeah, like, and they're like almost like, too cheesy that they're just not real.
So that's what you don't like.
Yeah.
Even though we're being sincere,
I also
we're not good
don't
at-
want to complete you. I want you to be your own completed person and we work together and yeah.
Oh my God.
We're doing it all wrong.
Every day I get closer and closer to being into men. They show improper levels of jealousy.
That would be annoying for everyone. Yeah.
What's improper?
Probably.
Are you allowed to show any jealousy?
I think you can show
a little.
Could you? Do you kind of want that? Like you want a little bit of,
yeah.
Not that you're trying to make them jealous, but you don't want them to just be like, no, I'm cool with whatever. Right?
I'm this.
You're jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Improperly?
Let's be honest. Pretty much everyone I've ever dated, you guys have met a few, right?
Mm-hmm.
People I've been married to and ever dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way out of my league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, no.
No what?
Boss.
That's what I thought. So it's easy for me to get jealous because like you're out of my league and like I can't imagine why you're here.
Really? It doesn't give you a confidence boost? That,
I wish. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I was hoping it was
you
different
for
you.
You agree that what?
No, I get jealous too.
Why don't you see yourself? Okay. A few more here. I don't know if we're going to get to Wall 13. They insist on a level of grooming that they are in no way prepared to reciprocate. Oh, we want you to keep it high and tight. And we're just like, whew, the tongue
rules don't apply here.
Do as I say, not as I do when it comes to
I don't do this one. I'm very groomed just in general.
You're the one who told me about Manscaped.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My wife got me a Manscaped thing, and I opened it at our family Christmas in front of her parents.
You just say it's a beard trimmer.
It clearly is marked a ball trimmer. It's like on the box, yes. Yeah. Like, no, okay. You know, for my beard.
By the way, saying it doesn't nick you is a lie.
It does. It can
absolutely
nick you.
Can nick
Be careful
I've
out there.
I almost bled out.
Oh, my gosh.
But the new one has a light on it.
I don't have the new one. I know I had to upgrade.
That's like, so nice. Getting like,
yeah, there you are, spelunking in the dark.
I got to upgrade, but my wife wants to wait till her family's here to do it again.
Couple more that I want to get to. They try to solve every problem.
That's there's sometimes where I just want to vent. I don't have a problem.
Then
that
don't
you
tell
need-
us. Tell a girl. Because that's what men do. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You can't say that sink doesn't work and have us go like, yeah.
That's not a good
example. I
remember
the time when the other sinks didn't work. We're like, I'm going to fix it.
Well, yes, you would have to fix that one. That's not a good example.
No, but it is because it's just like, oh, I can't think of what it is, but it's like my boss is just, he's not recognizing me. And I would be like, I've felt that and here's what I did to get recognized and I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. And you're like, no, just vent. Just let me vent. It's like, well, I'm here to help you not vent tomorrow.
Yeah,
you saying your boss doesn't recognize you is exactly the same as the sink doesn't work
in
a boy's
not.
Brain. Yeah, it is. If I've fixed the sink and I've fixed the boss, I'm going to tell you how to do both.
I want you to be my boyfriend and my best friend, not my construction crew, okay?
Then don't.
I know it's tough, and especially
don't tell me what's broken. Then
I do the exact same you do thing, where it's like, oh, well, I remember. That reminds me of a time that I went. And
that's another thing we hate.
I'm making it about me now, but I'm in my mind. I'm like, though, I can.
It's not about me. It's about me having blazed the path before you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
Just take your shirt off.
There's like seven more things we can't because I can't stop staring at your bare chest.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.